football on off the ball.
It's the producers in football form. If you're really going to mess up a football club, how could you do it better than this? I just don't think you could.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Linda Dugang as Ireland put the finishing touches to their Six Nations preparations. Orgie Snyman will make just his eighth start for Leinster in the URC tomorrow. And Ulster welcome back a host of internationals for their trip to Rodney Parade. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up, Ireland's captain's run at Kingspan Stadium went off without a hitch today, ahead of tomorrow's opening fixture of the Women's Six Nations with France. Winning her 42nd international cap tomorrow, Linda Dugang is now Ireland's most experienced player. She spoke to Off the Ball's John Duggan ahead of tomorrow's fixture in Belfast.
We finished third last year. What would represent success for Ireland in this year's Six Nations, Linda, do you think?
I think success for us is not about where we end up. It's about how were we able to play how we wanted to play. It's how we feel after the game. Did we give it all? It's how we review. Do we play to a system? And obviously, like, people look at wins. We definitely want to win. I think that we also want to be able to take each game as it comes and not look too much ahead of others' game and just focus mainly. We have France this week in Kingspan, and we're lucky enough to, like you mentioned at the beginning, against Aer Lingus, our sponsor, for this tournament. And that home advantage is everything to us, and is so important, like playing at home. This year we have two games at home, two big games at home, France and England. And that home advantage is, there's no better feeling than playing at home. We get to do that two times this year, and we really want to maximize that opportunity. And even when we travel with Aer Lingus to Italy, Wales and Scotland, we want that home support back there. As much as we have them here, that home advantage is everything, and we need to take advantage of it.
And finally, Linda, it's a World Cup year in England. It's on our doorstep. It's next door. How far can Ireland go? You must be very excited about the World Cup.
Yeah, we're really excited. At the same time, we haven't really spoken about it because we're trying to just focus on Six Nations. World Cup is everything that any player dreams of being part of. And the fact that we had two opportunity to qualify for it, and we didn't qualify for it. So it's a bittersweet. Now we qualify for it, and we just want to really give it everything. So it's definitely something we're all looking forward to, but now it's all about Saturday.
You can hear lots more from that wide-ranging interview with Ireland prop Linda Dugang for free elsewhere in the OTB rugby feed. Fiona Tewett starts on the Ireland bench tomorrow, and she's spoken about how the squad's togetherness has built year on year.
We're so tight as a group. We would do anything for anyone in the group. There's no cliques, there's no little groups. You'd sit down and have a coffee with anyone. You put your arm around anyone when they're having a bad day. I think what Scott has led us through and the culture that we've created all as a group, it's really powerful, and I think how connected we are as a group is really starting to spread out into the media, like the number of you guys here today, into the support that we're getting, the crowds, everything like that. I think it's just starting to spill from what we have built here. Everything is really starting to to spill out into the public, and it's class. I think it's really special. I think there's really special things to come.
Chewett's also spoken about the expectations heading into tomorrow's game.
We had recent success, but I always go back to, we continue to focus on ourselves, and a huge part of what Scott focused on, Hugh focused on, as we focus on as a team, is that training. Like, we focus a lot and we put a lot of emphasis on training and what we take from that, and we believe if we continue to train harder, get better, get faster and fitter, that those results will come. So we continue to focus on ourselves, and we hope that results will come with that, but we'll take our own, we'll have our own markers and stuff like that, as well as results.
Former Ireland international Anna Kaplis is playing her trade in France and says Ireland should have no fear of tomorrow's opposition.
When we talk about
the WXV and like what's happened since the last fixture, you know, last year in Le Mans, like it was a huge performance from France and it looked good from Ireland, but France in the end, like they put Ireland away easily. But the difference between, you know, what's gone on since the last time is that they both went to WXV1 and Ireland were able to achieve what France couldn't. And Ireland beat the Black Ferns and France couldn't. And if I was in, you know, France's boots coming back to Ireland now, I think France are a lot more afraid of Ireland than Ireland are of France. And, you know, Kingspan, Belfast is becoming, you know, a fortress for these big results for this Irish team. I don't know if I said this on Off the Ball before, but like I think French flair is an absolute myth. I think it's just, I just can't understand where this French flair, I actually think that French flair is a combination of panic and just good handling skills, because actually French rugby is so heavily scripted that, and this goes the same all the way up to Elite One. And when it gets to the international gates, I'm not sure how scripted it is there, but I know in clubs, it's kind of the coach's way or the highway, and it very planned, not very free.
You can hear that full chat with Anna Kaplis and Fiona Hayes by becoming an Off the Ball member now.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous and always will use tear gas.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Paulus reward thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Ruta 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Ruta 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Orji Snyman will make just his 8th start in a Leinster jersey in tomorrow afternoon's URC fixture away to the Vodacom Bulls. His return to the second row at the expense of Brian Deeney is one of three changes from this month's win over Cardiff at the Aviva. It's just James Culhane's 3rd start of the campaign and he takes the number 8 jersey with Max Deegan slotting in a blindside flanker. Leinster also have the luxury of starting one Jordy Barrett at inside centre as Charlie Tector drops out. Luke McGrath captains Leinster tomorrow and says the Bulls will pose a huge challenge.
Yeah, it's right. It's not something we haven't really spoke too much about the table at the minute. We just know there's a massive challenge ahead of us. Obviously, our record the last few years hasn't been great in South Africa. But look, it's a different team here at the minute. We know we have a huge challenge ahead of us. Like I say, it's an amazing place to play rugby. We know we have a massive challenge ahead of us. I think everyone knows that. But we've tried to flip it on its head this morning and just talk about what an amazing opportunity it is to play in Loftus, play a world-class team like the Bulls. We obviously have a younger squad here, but it's a great opportunity and one that we're really relishing.
Senior coach Jacques Nienaber has also had some warm words for his compatriot Orji Snyman upon his return to the starting 15 in Pretoria.
No, yes, obviously Orji is an incredible late start as a human. You know, he's an incredible human and he's a good team man. That's what I mean by human. You know, he slots in, he contributes. He's good for team spirit and for the team dynamics. And then he's a good rugby player, and he's performing really well for us, and he's had a good run of games lately, you know. So he obviously didn't play as much. He was also in this Six Nations block. We kind of gave him and Jordy Barrett, who's applying the international rugby in the Southern Hemisphere. Wow. But playing club rugby in the Northern Hemisphere. So we basically a proper block off and some time off to mentally freshen up. And then obviously to get a little bit of reconditioning done, almost a small little pre-season for them, just to make sure, because we're mindful of the fact that they've played rugby championship when played November series. Then they came into us. So there's a... I think it's similar what the Boks do, you know, in this Six Nations block of 8 weeks. You kind of want to get off block into those players, and then a little reconditioning block, and then try and build up into the last part of the season. Yeah, so he's been going well.
So Leinster will start with Jimmy O'Brien at full-back. Tommy O'Brien and Andrew Osborne are on the wings. In the centre, Hugh Cooney is partnered by Jordy Barrett. Ross Byrne continues at out-half. Luke McGrath, as I say, captains the team from scrum-half. They have a front row of Jack Boyle, John McKee and Rabah Slimani. Orji Snyman and Dermot Mangan are the second row partnership. And across the back row, it's Max Deegan, Will Connors and number 8 James Culhane. On the bench for Leinster tomorrow, they've gone 6-2. Stephen Smith, Ivan Soroka, Thomas Clarkson, Brian Deeney, Alex Soroka and Scott Penny look after the forwards. Fintan Gunn and Kieran Frawley take care of the backs. Vili Leroux will start at fullback for a very strong Bulls side. On the wings then, they have Sebastian de Klerk and Stravino Jacobs. In the centre, David Creel and Harold Vorster. Keegan Johannes and Embrose Papier are their halfbacks. In the front row, it's Alalutho, Chuck Wenny, Acker van der Merwe and Wilco Love. Ruan Vermark and J.F. Van Herden are in the second row. Marcel Coetzee will captain the Bulls from blindside flanker. Yanis Kirsten is at open side and at number 8 is Cameron Hannicom. They've also gone with a 6-2 bench with Johan Grobbelaar and Marco van Staden among the cavalry. Unlike other provinces, Ulster are able to call upon a host of internationals for their game away to the Dragons. Tom O'Toole is back at tight head in a move that sees Scott Wilson drop to the bench. David McCann starts a blindside flanker with Matty Ray missing out entirely. Nathan Doak replaces Connor McKee at scrum half, while John Cooney returns to the bench, rounding off a week in which his move to Breve was confirmed. Aidan Morgan and Zach Ward are included on a relatively strong Ulster bench for that game at Rodney Parade. Wales international trio Aaron Wainwright, Elliot Dee and Rodri Williams are back for the hosts. But Ulster will start with Stuart Moore at full-back, Michael Larry and Jacob Stockdale on the wings. In the centre then, it's James Hume and Stuart McCloskey winning their 98th and 199th caps respectively. Jack Murphy and Nathan Doak are the halfbacks. They have a front row Ulster of Callum Reid, Rob Herring and Tom O'Toole. Captain Alan O'Connor is joined in the second row by Matthew Dalton, and they have a back row of David McCann, Nick Timoney and James McNabney. On the bench then for Ulster, John Andrew, Sam Crean and Scott Wilson, Kieran Treadwell and Reuben Crothers, John Cooney, Aidan Morgan and Zach Ward. The Dragons go with Hugh Anderson at full-back, Rio Dyer and Ashton Hewitt are on the wings. In the centre then they've gone Joe Westwood and Anurin Owen. The halfbacks, Will Reid and Roger Williams. They have a front row of Rodrigo Martinez, Elliot Dean, Chris Coleman, Matthew Screech and George Knott are their second row partnership. And in the back row for them, Shane Lewis-Hughes, Harrison Keddy and Aaron Wainwright. Pete Wilkins has made a trio of changes all to his pack for Connacht's game away to the Ospreys tomorrow evening. Dennis Buckley replaces Peter Dooley at loosehead, while David O'Connor is replaced in the second row by Joe Joyce. And there's also one change to the back row where Cian Prendergast, rested after his Ireland duty, is replaced by Josh Murphy. Wilkins has gone with the 6-2 bench for the game in Swansea, and after back-to-back wins in Galway, assistant coach Colm Tucker says it's vital they don't lose that momentum on the road.
I think it comes back to the quality of your training, the quality of your preparation, your processes. Obviously, we don't have, you know, we don't have the comforts of home and the comforts of our outstanding support here. So, you know, we have to make sure we give each other energy, and it's an understanding whether you're home or away, it's the same volume of points that are at stake. You know, it's the business end of the season. We got to make sure, you know, playoffs are now coming into sight. So there's massive motivation for us as a squad there. But it's about us giving each other energy, you know, training well through the week, preparing well, understanding what's coming in terms of the Ospreys, but also understanding what weapons we can bring to the game, and putting ourselves in the best place to perform. That's the key for us.
So Connacht will have Piers O'Connor at full-back, Finn Tracy and Shane Bolton on the wings, with Hugh Gavin and Colin Ford in the centre. Their halfbacks, Josh Oney and Quaylen Blade. A front row this week of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Jack Ainger. Dara Murray and Captain Joe Joyce are in the second row. They have a back row of Josh Murphy, Seamus Hurley-Langton and Paul Boyle. And on the bench then for Connacht, Dylan Tierney-Martin, Temi Lasisi, Sam Illo, Oisin Dowling, David O'Connor and Sean Jansen look after the forwards. The backs taking care of Matthew Devine and JJ Hanrahan. Adam Beard returns from injury for the Ospreys, who line up with Garen Phillips, Sam Parry and Tom Botha as their front row, James Ratty and Adam Beard in the second row. A back row then of Morgan Morris, Justin Tipperick and Morgan Morris. At fullback, it's Jack Walsh, Daniel Cassende and Keelan Giles are their wingers. Evradi Boshoff and Kieran Williams are in the centre. Dan Edwards is at out half and Kieran Hardy is at scrum half. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed wherever you happen to consume your rugby podcasts. I'll be back on Monday with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland. Till then, have a brilliant weekend.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.